Let's Talk Letts, an original podcast from the Lettings Hub.
Hello, and welcome to our latest podcast, Let's Talk Letts. I'm Heidi Shackle, the CEO of the Lettings Hub, the tenant referencing business that got good at tech. And Let's Talk Letts is our regular roundup of news and views on a whole range of subjects spanning the private rental sector. In this episode, making the move from lettings to sales, I'm joined by Vicky Quinn Campbell, who is the sales and marketing director in the specialist law firm Simply Conveyancing. Welcome to this podcast, Vicky, and thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's like being with an old friend, really, because Vicky and I used to work together many years ago, pretty much actually at the time of the 2008 global financial crisis, a time where we actually saw a steep reduction in people buying a property to live in and the start of a prolonged increase in the size of the private rental sector, really. Back then, what we witnessed was quite the growth and maturity of the private rental sector throughout the years that followed. So you've stepped now back into the sales market. Before we met and worked together in lettings back then, you were in sales before you joined. So after more than a decade in the private rental sector, stepping back into the sales market, I'm quite curious, really, how have you found the market differ since you left it back in 2007?
So funnily enough, right now, it's probably similar to when I left, which is tough. Interest rates are quite high. Vendors are having to market their property at realistic prices. It's all about price reductions. So it's very, very similar. But obviously, when I first joined sales back in 2020, we were in the middle of lockdown. So I have not had a normal year since joining, really. So I kind of came in June 2020, and it's just been a wild ride of stamp duty holidays, the mini budgets, all the things that have meant we've just been up, down, up, down, up, down. And now we're in a market that probably I recognise, which is, you know, agents having to do their job, put the properties on at the right price, work hard to get the deal done. Whereas, you know, back in the stamp duty holidays, I think we have a product called Sale Ready. It was kind of redundant because the property went on the right move Monday morning. By Monday afternoon, it had 20 offers. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cyclical, I suppose, isn't it? The market that we work in, that, you know, what's happening now will probably happen again. And then, you know, it will change and it will go back to exactly how it is again. So if you think back to obviously when you were in the space before, so how you are now, what's kind of happened, I suppose, to the supplier chains? What's happened to technology? Is pretty much everything the same, or has quite a few things moved on?
Oh, goodness, everything's moved on. So I can remember Rightmove had just come out when I was in a state agency, and we used to, and all my team laugh at me when I describe this, but we used to just take a camera out to photograph the property, and then one of my roles was to stick that photo on the front of a brochure, and the only way we advertised properties was weekly in the paper. And they just fall about laughing, and I'm like, seriously, that's how we marketed a property? And obviously, I can remember Rightmove coming out, and we thought we were just amazing, logging in these properties and them being online. But, you know, now, obviously, everything's CRM and integrated, and, you know, it's how quick can you get a property on the market? You know, imagine waiting a week till the paper came out. You know, agents are jumping up and down to get their AML check done so they can list the property within hours. So, it's totally, totally different from when I was probably marketing property and valuing property and things like that. But then there's still a lot the same. You still go out with your comparables. It's still quite a traditional process. People like people, people buy people. So that, in that respect, it's similar. And also loads of the faces are the same. I think if you are in a state agency or in lettings, you tend to like it and stay there.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely agree with that. So if we kind of then go to the bit in between where you kind of left the estate agency side or the sales side of the business and then went into lettings and kind of experienced the private rented sector, what are then the similarities that you found and any key differences?
Just so much change, I think. And I can remember joining Homelet, and I think we had like a handful of competitors. And by the time I left, hundreds. So that was probably one of the biggest changes in the lettings sector. It became, well, I think it was probably, you know, not as popular, was it? It was kind of sales was the main function that every agent wanted. And then they suddenly started to realize, well, actually, lettings is a really sensible choice. And actually, if you get your references right and it's a reliable income stream, and then it started to take off. And then obviously the supplier space in lettings started to take off and everybody wanted to kind of join that party.
Do you think the kind of supplier space in lettings is a lot more populated than in sales even now?
I think so. I felt, you know, especially on the letting side, people were fierce about it. There was a lot of people coming into that space for tenant referencing and all the additional products. And I think agents that had got really into lettings knew that actually, if you did it the right way and listened and partnered with the right supplier, there's a huge amount of income you could add per let. And that therefore made, I think, them a lot more commercial. Whereas with sales, it's one big amount of money. It's your big commission. Whereas lettings done well, it's lots of little income streams that soon add up and build up to a really strong income stream. And I think learning that and being part of that, you realise that you've really got to have, you know, all your ducks in a row with lettings and choose your suppliers sensibly. Whereas in sales, the money is in the deal. You know, and I think because of that, they're less aware of the extra income or additional income that's available, because the size of the prize of listing the right property and getting the right fee on that tends to distract them. Whereas in lettings, you know, you get the right rent, you get the right fees, but actually you start adding your rent protection, your tenants, your landlord's insurance and all of those things, your utilities and your Sky TV and all of those things, and get them right. It's soon, you know, you're making £1,000 a let or whatever.
Yeah, and I think obviously the Tenant Fees Act, when that came in 2019, definitely changed some letting agents' mindset around that time, where obviously if they wanted to earn more money in the past, they could, not saying they all did, but they could just put the fees up to a tenant by £20, £30, £40.
Yeah.
And actually it was easier to do it that way than have to introduce things, etc. But when that change came in, everything changed, I think, in the fact that everybody became more aware of what they could get for the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously there was the other challenge of fraud ramping up. You know, I think probably when I joined lettings and initially worked for you, I'm not sure it was as prevalent as it is today.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously that's a big change. And again, another reason why you've got to choose your supplier well, because, you know, quality referencing is key to getting the right tenant in. And unless you've done your homework, you can soon be in a pickle and it becomes more of a nightmare than an income stream.
I know, but it's hard, isn't it? Because when we go back to 2019, that's really when the market started to change and referencing prices started to fall. And we even saw, you know, suppliers come into the market with no charge at all, which I can totally see as attractive to an agent, you know, and you can absolutely see why. The problem is at the same time, where fraud has got more sophisticated and there's more access to data and information for you to check, what you actually want to do is spend longer, not to delay the let, but just, you know, more human time or tech time to that one reference to really make sure it's right. So
yeah,
that kind of goes against what the industry is. And obviously lettings is pretty quick and transactional within a couple of days. Obviously sales, sometimes obviously you're waiting for months for that deal to go through. And that must be different for the kind of types of client that you deal with.
Painfully, it's taking longer as well at the minute. So, you know, you used to always describe a property transaction 12 to 16 weeks. It's probably more like 20, 25 at the minute. Variety of reasons, I think, have impacted that. But yeah, it's much longer. And although the income at the end is significant, it also carries significant risk with it, because no sale, no fee is kind of the offering of most agents and most conveyancing businesses. So yeah, it's a completely different proposition. And often it's a shorter relationship with that client. So, you know, if you've won the vendor, listed the property, they probably then won't go off and move or sell again for a number of years. Whereas,
yeah,
you know, lettings, you've got that landlord, hopefully, for life.
Yeah, definitely. And why is it taking a bit longer then? Because obviously 20 weeks, when you say that, you can see how if there's less transactions going through and it's taking even longer and the prices are falling, obviously what a vendor also wants to pay to their estate agent is also under threat, really, isn't it, in terms of they want to get the most. So why is it taking longer?
So one of the main reasons that I believe it's taking longer is post-COVID and stamp duty holiday, people in the conveyancing or legal space were under a huge amount of pressure. And I think, you know, as a lot of kind of careers, I think post-COVID made people evaluate what they want to do, how they want to do it, whether it's work in London, work at home. I think lots of people had a change of heart, really, on necessarily what they were doing. And we saw a lot of people exit this industry, you know, for a variety of reasons, but a lot of people did. And I think that has caused some of the delay. And then, like every other industry, we're seeing more regulation, and therefore the lawyers have a lot more to do. You know, a lot more inquiries. One instance is kind of BSA, which is impacting heavily a lot of properties at the minute, and it's a new legislation, which again, you know, we have to figure out, you know, what we're doing with things like that. And again, it takes a lot longer. So whilst the agents are frustrated and everybody moving house is frustrated, with our property lawyers, they've got to do a thorough job, right? This is quite a major purchase that you're making, or a major transaction in your life. And we want to do a quality job. And with the increased regulation, legislation and things that we've got to adhere to, that can often, you know, elongate the process as well. So there's those kind of things. And then there's just chains. You know, we've seen quite an increase in the amount of people in chains, and you know, it's just a variety of things. But I think they're the two main things. I think people have left the industry, experienced people have left the industry, and yeah, increased things that we need to check before we're comfortable.
So regulation is definitely a thing in both sectors, I think.
Yeah.
But I remember a few years ago now, it was like a panorama type program that I was watching, and it kind of took back on the last 20 or 30 years, and it was talking about you know, whether actually you were better to be letting a home or owning a home in that period of time, based on obviously what was going on with mortgage rates and rents and everything. And it was really quite interesting. And the long and short of it was, for about 50% of that time, actually, as a consumer, I suppose, you were better as a renter, and actually for half the time you were better as a homeowner. But I suppose what that kind of said to me as well is, linking it back to estate agents and letting agents, what we've seen over the years is more people have become both, where before it was quite specialist, one or another. And I suppose as we enter a sales market like it is, the lettings revenue becomes more important than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the agents that we partner with, if I join their conferences or their regional business meetings, the agenda every time has got, what are they doing about lettings? Because if they're not doing it, they need to be doing it. And if they're doing it, they need to be doing it really well and maximizing their income, because it's a consistent income. And it can mean the difference between putting your lights on or not, or having additional people within your business. I know there's some of the branches that I work with, a major brand, that it makes the difference in how many people they can have going out listing properties, for example, because the lettings function is paying for those heads in their business. So yeah, every agenda that of meetings that I'm attending at the minute has lettings on it.
You've always been fantastic in both kind of the sales and the marketing space, and have definitely become a bit of an icon, really. And we know that good businesses always have some core fundamental parts. They need good people, a good process, they need client engagement. But obviously people, like we've said, we're a people type industry, we're a people type business. So give us some tips, really, on if you're recruiting into the estate agency space, what type of sales resource you look for. And if we're recruiting into the letting space, what type of resource do you need? And is there genuinely a difference?
I think the sales kind, well, definitely the people that I kind of recruit now, they are, they've got to really have that high energy straight away. They've got to be determined, resilient, but for me, high energy, and I can work with everything else. And I always say my most talented people are my most difficult people. And that was whether it was my lettings team, my sales team, normally, is how I describe it. But for me, I think just anybody that turns up to bring their A game just appeals to me. And then the rest of it can be trained, coached, developed. But I think especially in our space, people do buy people. And I think if people bring that, you know, the people that just feel like sunshine when you're with them, they have that high vibe and you think, yep, I can just be with you. That tends to be who I like to surround myself with from a sales recruitment. That's kind of on my agenda. If they come in kind of flat, I think, oh, you know, or they're quite laid back or whatever, it just doesn't really gel with probably, well, certainly not me, or the teams. And I've got some very big personalities in my team. They won't mind me saying high maintenance personalities as well, but I love them dearly. But this industry needs that because there's so many suppliers in this space. And I say to my team all the time, how many times do you think that individual has had somebody knocking on their door to talk about tenant referencing, CRM, prop tech? You know, you've got to be wow.
Yeah,
you've got to be wow. Absolutely. And a really dull email sat at home, hi, it's simply conveyancing, ain't going to cut it. So you've got to be in your car, you've got to be wow, you've got to be high energy, and you've just got to go out there. And if you're on a stand, we're not having chairs, we don't sit down, your coffee cup's behind the stand, you are just there, you know, to represent who we are and what we do. And I think that it doesn't matter. I think in the supplier space at the minute, that's the people you need.
And in terms of kind of thinking about it from a letting agent or an estate agent's point of view, what tips or you could kind of give them as a sales director in terms of when they're recruiting for salespeople for estate agency versus any salespeople for lettings? Because lettings is obviously more of a long-term relationship potentially with a landlord, rather than quite short or slightly longer right now, but with a vendor.
Well, I think when you're recruiting salespeople in estate agency, there's so many reasons, I suppose, for selling a home. Or marketing a home as well, you've kind of got to recruit somebody that can really get to know that person, understand that requirement and match those needs. And same with kind of the sales team here, because, you know, you automatically want to say, congratulations, you've sold your house. And in some cases, it's not congratulations. So you need kind of people that are able to get under the bonnet of that person and their requirements and personalize it. House selling is a big decision. It can be for a variety of reasons, death, debt, divorce, all kinds of reasons. And I think you've got to have people that have the skills to get to know that person, understand and do a really good job of describing that brand, but bringing them into it. Whereas lettings, I think, you know, is probably quite a different person, really. It's an ongoing relationship. Yeah. I don't know what I'd say really about recruiting somebody into lettings versus sales, what the differences would be. I suppose similar, actually, because you've got to get to know that person. There could be a whole same reason why you're letting it out, I suppose. but it's like I say, both sides, I think, are people by people.
Just one, I don't know if this is a difficult question or not, but do you have a preference, sales or lettings?
So, being honest, I really like selling sales because I have one product to talk about. So what I love about Simply Conveyancing is I have this one main product. And I think by the end of my tenure at Lettings, I was my proposition had lots of features to it. So just being really lazy, Heidi, having one product to describe, one product to market is great. And, you know, I do think the letting space is fierce and it was getting very noisy. So it was exciting to join something that probably has less suppliers in it doing, especially law firms probably don't act like suppliers to this space as such.
So it's a big opportunity for you.
I think so, yeah, because they're not typically out there to market as a supplier, whereas I suppose that's what I wanted to do with Simply.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's definitely really interesting. But before you go, we obviously ask all of our podcast guests for any funny story or anecdote that you could share with us about your career so far.
So that is tricky. Probably millions and millions of things have happened to me in my career. But because I'm talking to you, I always try and I suppose it's taken me back to Homelet. And it's not even career related. It just shows what managing a big sales team is like. So I can remember in our building in Lincoln, my team used to always play like jokes on me. And I can remember them. They knew that I had quite a drive home. And they said to me one Friday afternoon, I think it was about, I don't know, 5:30, 5:20 to 6. Oh God, Vicky, you've got a leak under your car. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. You are kidding. Why does this happen to me? Anyway, and I ran downstairs, Beacle House, ran downstairs, and I got to my car, and they'd actually put a leak, like a leak, the vegetable, under my car. And as I looked up, the whole account management team was at the window just laughing their heads off. And I was just like, that's just managing salespeople, isn't it, really? So that was the one that came to mind when you asked me. I just thought it was just so ridiculous. But then I was so relieved because my car was always going wrong. So
and it was Friday night. So
yeah, I know. Who needs that?
Time to get home on time.
Yes, excellent. Time for wine.
Yeah, wine o'clock at that time on Friday. Definitely. Yes. So thank you so much. To ensure you never miss an episode of Let's Talk Let's, please follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please leave us a review if you like what you hear, and thank you very much for listening.
This is an original podcast brought to you by The Lettings Hub, the tenant referencing business that got good at tech.